Welcome back to Politics and More with Shannon Moore and Rosemary Stainbrook. Kind of continuing what we were talking about in the last segment, this new CIA report that is really kind of damning. It is showing that there was significant coordination between the Obama administration, the Hillary campaign, and even asking for foreign help to illegally spy on Trump. And similar to what they tried to put on Trump when Trump was jokingly asking for help to look into Hillary, and even some of the weird stuff that was going on in Ukraine when it came to Hunter Biden. It looks like Obama actually did that back in 2015 and 2016. And now there's also this word going out of a missing binder that Trump was trying to declassify the day before he left office. And it looks like the FBI and CIA have taken it, and it is technically missing now. But it had all of the correspondence between the agencies and the Obama administration, specifically talking about the spying that they were doing illegally on the Trump campaign back then.
You know, Rosemary, it's funny how so much of these top things they projected it and said
so
Trump
hard.
Was doing this and he was doing that and people in the Trump administration, and yet it really is just like them.
They were doing it the whole time. The whole time.
And you know, where's the outrage in America?
Apparently mirrors don't work in their homes. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean so many things that have been brought up and claimed against Trump, against other conservative Republicans in the last 10 years, really. And it's many on the far left who have been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And they get – well, what's worse is so many in the media who are on the far left are willing to essentially parrot their talking terms. You know, that they cannot just – take information and give it in an unbiased way. They have become a spokesman or spokesperson, whatnot, for the far left. And many people, you know, if you're not paying attention, you could easily believe some of this stuff that's being put out, propaganda.
Well, I mean, and of course, if you're not listening to any type of alternative media whatsoever, if you're not listening to, like, real clear politics or any of the less biased outlets, it's like if all you're listening to is MSNBC, ABC, CNN, they're not covering this whatsoever. And if they do, it's only showing up on the Chiron on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
or going really fast.
Yep,
you're not reading it.
Yep.
And if they manage to write anything on it, they won't put it on their news feeds. They won't put it on their front page. It won't show up on Facebook or X, and then they'll be like, no, look, we covered it. But it's like, you didn't broadcast it anywhere.
Yep. Yep.
And this coming after Biden was being asked about his classified information that he had in multiple residences. There's just a lot of movement, even among top Republicans, that decided to sign an open letter with the Speaker of the House and the Majority Whip, actively asking for Biden to start thinking about stepping down, resigning. And if he doesn't, that they're actually going to continue to move forward with impeachment. Now that they were able to impeach Mayorkas, they still think that they have enough of a majority to kind of move this forward.
Yeah, I just we live in an age where we have so much information available to us with the Internet. You know, this is a point in history in which there is more information available to the average person than any time mm-hmm. in the history of humanity. Yet the irony is, this is also perhaps one of the times in history that propaganda could be used the most effectively
mm-hmm.
if people choose not to pay attention to what's going on in the world. If you do not pay attention, you could easily fall victim to propaganda.
Yeah.
Especially propaganda put out by the far left,
yeah.
which seems like they have kind of mastered that art.
And I get asked all the time, it's like, where you get your information from? I'm like, everywhere. I read the stuff on the right. I read the stuff in the center. I read the stuff on the left. And whatever seems to filter down to be the common things that they're talking about, that's the actual news. Everything else is commentary. Everything else is just thoughts and feelings. And it's like that stuff I'm not interested in. I just want the event, and I want the details, and I want to know who said what when, and I want to make sure that what was said is confirmed by one or two people, which, of course, doesn't happen in the news anymore. A lot of confirming ends up happening with anonymous tips and is not confirmed by one or two other sources, which is terrible. The level of quality of news has absolutely gone down the drain.
Yeah, I can remember back that for conservatives, we've always looked at the media as liberal and that they were biased. But I think in the last 10 to 15 years, that level of bias has just ramped up so tremendously.
Yeah.
Like the bias of maybe the early 2000s, nothing compared to the bias of the left-wing media today. And it kind of shows in some of these things we're talking about, of which, articles or news stories about wrongdoings on the left or mishandling of things on the left are just kind of either they're not emphasized or they're just kind of looked over.
Well, and many surveys done on like actual actual statistics of where particular journalists fall within political parties. Ever since like the 80s and 90s, it's been what, like 90% liberal or independent, mm-hmm. and then only it's like only like 5 to 10% of them were openly Republican. And then even then, 10 years later, a lot of those Republicans ended up turning liberal. So it's like it's very hard to say that a lot of the news is fair and balanced, regardless of which news outlet you're listening to, unless you're actually doing a lot of extra research that they apparently are refusing to do.
Yeah, and this year is going to be – I think we're going to see – this year kind of unique just because, one, is an election year, and because, two, we have President Biden running for re-election, mm-hmm. where so many people think there's issues with his memory and with his ability to understand things, and that's going to present a very tough thing for these left-wing outlets,
yeah.
because they're so wanting to support him and see that he beats Donald Trump
yeah.
again, that it's going to be tough for them to cover that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be tough. I think what they're going to try to do is just basically ignore the gaffes and mm-hmm. ignore the lapses in memory.
And keep them from tripping over things.
Yeah, and so you will get a very limited picture, whereas, if Trump was doing that, they're going to be covering that like crazy. But I think that's going to be probably the way they're going to do it, because that's kind of how they've done it the last 3 years, but it's getting harder and harder for them to do now.
Yeah, it is.
It is getting harder and harder for them to do. And, we had the thing with the special prosecutor. And you've seen a few of the further left-wing commentators trying to go after that prosecutor and say, oh, he's a Trump holdover. Mm-hmm. And so it's a political thing. And some of them, I think it wasn't Rachel Maddow, who said, oh, well, Joe Biden can ride a bike, so he must be competent.
But everyone remembers that video where he literally fell off his bike trying to stop. It's like, apparently Rachel did not follow even her own newscast. And it's like even her own network covering some of this stuff. And it's a lot of hopeful, wishful, nice thinking, but it's not going to work. The way a lot of independent journalism is being done now, especially by a lot of disaffected liberals who have been inched out of their networks, it's like they're not going to stand for this. They're like, we still like being journalists. We just don't like working for them anymore, and we don't like being targeted by our own bosses for telling the truth. Mm-hmm. But it's like there's going to be a lot of things that the Biden White House is going to have to try and put fires out over and over again just to continue to make it look like they can withstand being through another election year, and whether or not Biden can handle another 4 years in office, which it's becoming almost a majority of Democrats at this point feel like he can't manage doing that. Even the CIA report very specifically says that Putin preferred Hillary over Trump and sees Biden as someone that's predictable. It's like, that's the whole point of having Trump in there, because he's unpredictable with all of these dictators on the other side of the planet. So it's going to be hard to convince disaffected liberals and ticked off independents to keep ignoring all of these signs here.
Well, the problem becomes so glaring that it almost starts to become ridiculous when you're trying to come up with excuses.
Yeah.
You know, excuses work sometimes, but when it's like quite literally every week there's another thing to, like, oh, he was tired today, or
we're gonna put on a lid at 11 a.m. We're gonna put a lid on 2 p.m. He really wants his ice cream now. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, when it's almost all the time, it's hard to ignore it. You know, sort of like the way, was it Sunday night he came out and spoke? I was trying to remember. And, you know, he was saying his memory was fine, but then only within a minute, I think he got the Egyptian president and the Mexican president confused.
Yes.
And
he didn't know which border to talk about.
You know, and again, it's just, this is the whole part of the whole problem, why so many people have claimed there was a problem in the first place, of getting these things confused. And he gets them confused right then and there when it would have been better not to, especially when you're trying to claim that your memory's perfectly
well,
fine.
One of the things I said last week about Trump. It's like, if I were Trump, I would make sure that I am napping more than the Biden is. I would be eating better. It's like, Trump, unfortunately, like, he is not the 2015 Trump. He is a little older, and he has been making some flubs. He got, you know, Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi mixed up. And it's like Trump needs to learn to take it a little slower, eat a little better, take a few more naps, and really make sure that he doesn't have these types of gaffes that Biden does.
Rosemary, this is where we need to be, like, playing that Rocky training. Yeah. That dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get that training. We've got an election in November.
Yeah. It'd be nice. Yeah. I really do hope that Trump's team is keeping him well rested and on just on top of things, because we really don't want to see him having the same type of mistakes and then being held up to a lesser standard than Biden is right now. So we're going to take a quick break right here, and we will be right back.